88.9 WLRY. Real excited on the line with us right now. We have one of my favorites, Mandisa. This is great. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good morning.
And we're getting ready for the Beating Hearts Tour. Now, that comes to Zanesville Seacrest Auditorium, 8 p.m. Thursday night, October 8th, featuring you along with Danny Gokey, also new song, and Reno. And you were telling me, Mandisa, before we went to air, that you and Danny Gokey, of course, share something. That's your American Idol experience.
Yeah, we were on different seasons. He was on a season after mine, actually, and I was a crazy fan. I voted for him all the time. So this will be the first tour that we've ever done together, and I'm really excited about it.
That is awesome. You know, one thing he shared was that first time when you went out to American Idol, at least for him, he said it was like a cattle call. He said it was just like 10,000 people packed into an arena, and you wait a really long time for a really short audition.
Well, here's the thing. I actually won a contest before my audition where they gave me a plane ticket, they gave me a nice hotel room, and I got to go to the front of the line. So there were 10,000 people there, but I didn't have to wait.
Oh, wow. In your face, Danny Gokey. There you go. So you were on the fast track.
Absolutely, yes.
That is awesome. So how'd the American Idol experience go for you?
Well, there were some highs and there were some lows, but right. When I look back, I'm very thankful for it. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now had I not been on the show. I don't think God can do anything he wants to.
Absolutely.
But that was definitely the route that he used to get me here.
Yeah. And you had some singing background, obviously, before you got to American Idol. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I actually started, I was on the worship team for a woman named Beth Moore, who's an author and a speaker. Mm-hmm. And so that was really my first thing that I did on a professional level. And from there, I started getting asked to lead worship on my own and then started, you know, artists started asking me to sing background. So I was making a living doing background singing for a long time. And American Idol was the last year I was eligible, so I just thought, well, it's my favorite show. Let me just see what happens. And needless to say, it moved me from the background to the front ground.
Yeah. When did your first album come out?
In 2007.
2007. How was that received?
It was great. I was shocked, actually. There weren't, I listened to Christian music, but there weren't any artists that looked like me or sounded like me. So I was a little bit afraid of how the Christian industry would accept me, and I was amazed when my first single, Only the World, was in the top five, and the album did really well. So I was like, they like me. I'm so thankful.
Yeah. They like me. They really like me. Now, did the producers, did they just let you do your thing, or did they try to, did they say, Mandisa, you know, there's nobody doing this. You kind of change it up a little bit, or did they just let you be you?
Well, they let me be me, at the same time recognizing that there wasn't anybody, you know, else that sounded like me at the moment. And I think I was really finding my sound in that first album. I had several producers on that first album, and all different kind of styles of songs. They all sort of stayed in the pop, you know, R&B style. Mm-hmm. But when I look now, you know, I just released a couple of years ago my fourth album, and that I can say I've grown into knowing who I am and the kind of music that I love to do. But yeah, that first stab at it, I was kind of all over the place.
Well, in that last album you just mentioned, Overcomer, won Best Contemporary Christian Music Album, got the Grammy. Congratulations. That had to be pretty heady stuff. How do you kind of keep yourself grounded when you win a Best Album Grammy?
All four of my albums were nominated for Grammys, and all of them had lost. And so the first year I didn't go because I was on tour. And, you know, I went, you know, a couple of years after that. But I didn't go to the Grammys the year that I won the Grammy. I was so sure that I wasn't going to win.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I was watching online, and I expected them to say Chris Tomlin's name. So when they said mine, I screamed. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not there. But I that moment, I remember feeling like the Lord was directing me not to go. I was just not in a good place. And the Grammys celebrate everything about self, and I knew that that kind of environment would be really dangerous for me. So I didn't go. And, you know, looking back, I know that I did the right thing. Wow. It definitely kept me humble and reminds me of where my value lies.
Yeah.
So that was an important time for me, and I'm thankful for it, but I can't ever let those things be, you know, defining who I am and what my worth is.
Exactly, exactly. And you really look at home on stage. You really look like you're having a good time out there. I saw you as part of the Brandisa show, I guess you would call it, with Brandon Heath out there, and also Skillet and Third Day when you were on the road with that package. Do you really enjoy performing live out there?
I do. Yeah. I mean, to me, being in the studio is kind of a means to an end. What I really love is being on stage and seeing the faces, you know, of those that I'm singing to instead of looking at a microphone. So,
yeah
I love it. I love, you know, hearing the impact that these songs have. And I just love celebrating who God is to us. It's, gosh, there's no place I'd rather be.
Amen. Well, you know, you did Brandisa. Now with Mandisa and Danny Gokey, maybe Mangokey or something like
is that.
That?
No, that doesn't have a ring. We
that's
might have
really
to work
dumb.
On that.
Yeah.
What about Dandisa?
Hey, I like that. That's good. That's good. So the tour is headed out. It's going to be in Zanesville Thursday. Do you get an opportunity to hang out with the artists on the tour when you tour with a package like this?
Well, I think I'll probably hang out with Danny a lot. We're going to be on the same bus.
Okay.
I hope that I get to hang out with New Song. Actually, New Song was one of the first bands that I toured with when I just released my first album. I haven't toured with them since I did Winter Jam, you know, in 2007.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is kind of going to be a reunion on a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk a little bit about what God's been doing in your life recently.
You know, I have this new app from Proverbs 31, and it's called The First Five. And the president, Lisa Turkhurst, she always says that you should exchange whispers with God before shouts with the world. And with this app, she encourages us in the first 5 minutes of our day, like right when we wake up, to spend that time with the Lord. And so it's a devotional that it's designed so that even when your phone rings, like it has an alarm built in, that's the first thing that you do. And so God has just been showing me about battle and how we face a battle every day of our lives, and so it's so important that we arm ourselves for battle every day.
Right.
And for me, that means starting in the Word of God. It means starting in prayer. And so that's been a big focus that He's had on my heart lately.
Man, that is so true. The Word tells you to get into the Word first thing in the morning, because I know I find out if I don't do that, then the day kind of takes over.
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest thing that the enemy can do is to keep us busy, too busy to spend time with the Lord. So we have to fight against that.
Absolutely. So the Beating Hearts Tour, again, it's coming October 8th, Seacrest Auditorium in Zanesville. You can get your tickets through etix.com. That's ETIX.com. Overcomer came out 2014. What's the next Mandisa project?
Yeah, I've got to start working on that, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm getting asked that a lot. You know, Overcomer was a big album for me, and I did a lot of touring and just a lot of stuff, and it kind of wiped me out in many ways. So I've taken a break. I've not toured in a long time, and I need to start working on my next album. So that's probably going to be coming up shortly after this tour wraps.
Yeah. What's that process look like typically? Do you sit down with other songwriters? How's that go?
I do, yeah. And I think now I've developed, you know, relationships with some of my favorite songwriters. So a lot of it, you know, I try to be off the road while I'm working on an album so that I can just focus on songwriting. And kind of, you know, throughout the years, like I have my phone, I have a notes app, and anytime I get a song idea, I just, you know, make a little memo of it so that when I come to these songwriter meetings, I know exactly what I want to sing about. And that way the album kind of naturally develops into what God has been speaking to me about. So I'm ready to get working in the studio really soon.
That's great, because we're ready to hear more from you. So that's awesome.
Yeah, well, hopefully soon.
Mandisa joining us again, the Beating Hearts Tour, Thursday, October 8th, Seacrest Auditorium in Zanesville. Well, this has been great. God bless you and your ministry, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Mike. I'll see you soon.